ववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
In chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, at present we are saying the Lord is explaining three types of tyaga, karma, jnana, buddhi, dhriti. What are the three types? Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Why Lord is giving all these details? So that we can take the path of sattva. We can find out whether we are rajasic or tamasic. Why we have to take the path of sattva? Because the rajasic and tamasic path will take you to the rebirth. You will be in the cycle of rebirth. But if you take the path of sattva, then you are entitled for moksha, liberation. Therefore, Lord is giving all this detail. In our last class, we have seen sattvic karma, rajasic karma and tamasic karma. In the sattvic karma we have seen, it is afal prepsuna. There is no personal gain. There is no personal gain means there is no kamya karma. There is no kamya karma means I am doing my duty, but I am doing my duty not for my own prasannata, but I am doing my duty for the happiness of the Lord. And present we are doing all our actions for our happiness. Bhagavad Gita says, do your duty. And you also fit this in software that I am doing my duty, but this duty is for the happiness of the Lord. Same duty, not separate duty. The same duty you do, but keep it in mind, whether with my this action, the Lord will be happy or not. Fruit will come. Fruit will come to you. And how we have to do niyatam, it is my obligatory duty, I must do. There is no option, there is no likes and dislikes. We have to do our duty. Why we have to do our duty? Because that will cleanse my mind. When the mind is purified, then the knowledge will happen. Otherwise, knowledge will not happen. Purification of mind. How? Araga dvesata. How should I do my duty? Without raga and dvesa, without like and dislike. Lord has given me duty, bas. Now it is my duty to do, whether I like it or I don't like it. Araga dvesata. Where it is written in the Shastra. Our duties are said in the Shastra according to the Varna and Ashram. Varna means according to our Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, not according to the birth in a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra family, but according to the color of our mind. If our mind is sattvic, even though you are born in a Sudra family, doesn't matter. You will be doing Brahman karma if the mind is sattvic. So Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra karma is going to come in chapter 18 itself. What are their duties, what they are supposed to do. And according to the ashram, in the Brahmacharya ashram, we are supposed to study. In the Grihastha ashram, we should purify our mind. In Vanaprastha ashram, we should make our mind single-pointed. And in Sannyas ashram, we should try to get the knowledge of the self. Therefore, the four ashrams. So it is all said there. And how this is to be conducted? Sangarahitam, without attachment. That is sattvic karma. You have to do sattvic karma. You have to do. This is sattvic karma. But the detachment is there. Where is the detachment? Inside. Sangam tyaktva, phalam tyaktva. That is inside. What is rajasic karma? Rajasic karma is desire of material gain. Kamepsuna. Kamepsuna means I desire result. I am doing for my happiness. It is kamya karma. Egocentric desires. I am fulfilling it. For that, I will be responsible. This will be bring transmigration because it is kamya karma. And done with ego, sahankarena, with ahankar. Who is the doer? I am the doer. If you are doer, you are the enjoyer also. Then you have to take the fruit of action also. And how it is done? Kriyate bahulayasam, done with lot of labor, with great pomp and so. If that is being done, then it is a rajasic karma. Always remember, all sattvic karma, sattvic jnana, sattvic buddhi, sattvic griti, all will take you to the moksha. All rajasic, tamasic, I am again and again saying this so that it sinks in our mind. And we should try to find out whether we are rajasic, tamasic or sattvic. If we are tamasic and rajasic, okay, don't judge others. Judge yourself. Where am I standing? And where I have to go. Therefore, Lord is giving us all these details. Kriyate bahulayasam. What is this tamasic karma? Most people do this tamasic karma. What are these characteristics? Mohat arabhyate, out of instinct, impulse, without thinking, without understanding the situation as it is. You reacted. You did not respond to the situation. React means all the actions should be judged by the intellect. If the file is not transferred to the intellect, if the mind is taking the judgment, Gurudev has written in Kindle Life, if the mind takes the judgment, that means the clerk is taking the judgment, doing the judgment. The clerk is supposed to give the file to the officer to take decision on that. If mind start taking the judgment, then that will be not a good decision. That will be tamasik karma. Mohatarabhyate anubandham, without considering the phalam. You are casual toward the fruit, not thinking about the fruit. Swayam, did not consider the time, money, energy it requires and the result which I am going to get. Hinsa, my action will injure other. Sometimes for our own fulfillment of desire, we are ready to harm others also. Paurusam, without considering our own ability, whether I will be able to do it or not, whether I have got the capacity to do it or not, without considering that also we do. But if you have got the capacity, then do it. In Ramayana, Tulsidas ji says, samarth kuchu nahi dosh gosai. If you have got the capability, if you have got the strength, do it. But if you don't have the capability and you are jumping into that, it's tamasic. Some instances I will give you of tamasic. I like Lord dancing on the Kalyanag, so therefore I also want to dance on Kalyanag. Tamasic action. Lord has got the capability to dance on the Kalyanag. I don't have the capacity. Lord married 16,008 wives. I also want to do the same. Do you have the capability? Can you become 16,008 Krishnas? He lived with each and every wife, 16,008. We can't live with one spouse. But I want to copy Krishna. Krishna has done, so I have to do. Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan on the little finger. He stayed there for 7 days like that. I also want to do. Lord Shiva drank poison. I will also drink the poison. No. Are mara capability hai ki nahi? You see whether I have got that capability or not. The children are fascinated by the batsman. They see this, na batsman jumping from this window, goes to that window and clings there. They also want to do that. They think this is practical, can be done. They don't see their capability. One brahmachari in Vedanta course wanted to become like Tapovan Maharaj. He went to the Himalayas in Gangotri and wanted to copy and imitate Tapovanji Maharaj. He got frostbite, was amputated. But Tapovan Maharaj, you see it without sandal, always in Uttarkashi and Gangotri, with minimum clothes, walked to Kailas 3 times from Gangotri. But if you want to become like Tapovan Maharaj, you have to follow whatever he has done. For getting that knowledge, he went to many places. For studying this Prasthan Trayi, Brahma Sutra, Gita and Upanishad, he went to many places for satsang. He went to Calcutta, he came to the Ramakrishna Mission there to study Vedanta. Then his mind became pure and he was able to write many things. Somyakasi Stotram, Baddhi Stotram, Ganga Mahima, Ishwar Darshan, and then he became him Vibhuti. After that he became, but if we want to imitate him like that. In Gangotri, with all that snow, he used to wear only this much. Can you stay in Chicago with this dress outside? No. You see, when we see musicians playing instruments, flute, tabla, we are very much fascinated. Next day we go and buy tabla and flute. Then nothing comes out. See the sadhana behind that. How much they have worked, how much sadhana, how much practice they have done. Paurusam. Without giving Paurusam the capability, we buy this tabla and nothing comes out. No sur comes out. The idea is that before doing anything, we should see that whether I am capable or not, whether I will be able to do it. If you have got the capability, do it. If you don't have a capability, chup se baith jao, don't do it. Now sattvik karta, rajasik karta and tamasik karta, 3 types of karta.
Mukta sango naham vadi.
Mukta sango anam vadi.
Dhrityut saha samanvitaha.
Dhrityut saha samanvitaha.
Siddhya siddhyo nirvikaraha.
Siddhya siddhyo nirvikaraha.
Karta sattvika uchyate.
Karta sattvika uchyate.
Mukta sango naham vadi. Trityutsaha samanvitaha. Siddhya siddhyo nirvikaraha. Karta sattvika uchyate.
Karta sattvika uchyate. That is sattvik karta. Who is that sattvik karta? Mukta sanga. Mukta Sangha means without attachment. His whole focus is in the karma, but he is not attached with the karma. Not attached to the karma. His duty, he knows his duty, he has to execute it. That's all. Mukta Sangha. Like in the army, whenever all the soldiers are, they know, they have to always to be alert. Whatever he said, they do it. Stand up, they will stand up and stay there as it is for 24 hours unless they are told relax. मुक्त संघ बाजी देशपांडे प्रॉमिस शिवाजी दैट यू गो टू द पैलेस आई विल स्टॉप दिस मुगल आर्मी हियर व्हेन यू गिव मी द सिग्नल देन आई विल स्टॉप यू गो टू द पैलेस एंड मुगल आर्मी कट हिज हेड स्टिल ही वॉज फाइटिंग And thereafter, when he heard the signal, stop. Mukta Sangha. There was another army general, Tanaji. His son was getting married. Then Shivaji said, Oh, Tana, you have to go there. Left the marriage of son. Died. Mukta Sangha. This way we have to do our duty. Anahamvadi. Anahamvadi is the, if you have got the sattvic knowledge, then it can happen. Without ego, you can do it. There is no ego. Mind is very broad. How can you make your mind very broad? We have got lot of ahankara. If you go to the another planet, why another planet? When you are flying above, say, 30,000 square feet above, Chicago will be like a dust, one particle. In the map, where is the Chicago? One dot is the Chicago. And out of that dot, where is Chinma Mission? Koi pata nahi. And in this Chinma Mission, how many people with egos are sitting here? A fraction of a dust particle. If you think this way, then your ahankar is reduced. Ahankar is reduced. So Gurudev, lot of people used to say, Gurudev, he has done a lot of work. Ask Gurudev. Well, I have done nothing. You say I have done a lot of work. But I have done nothing. No ahankar. And how is doing? Driti usaha samanvita, endowed with fortitude and diligence. Driti, I have to do this work, I will do. Fortitude. Till end I will do. With utsaha. Utsaha means with diligence he is doing. Siddha asiddhyo nirvikara. And never he loses his balance of mind. Whenever you do any action, there will be siddhi or asiddhi. Success or no success. You may lose also. You may win or you may lose. You may get profit, you may get loss. Siddhi or siddhi, but no. Balance of mind is not disturbed. It is always equipoised. That is sattvic karta. And how that will come? By sastra praman. If you study scriptures, then slowly, 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 slowly you will realize, no, this is good thing. This I have to do. Because the Lord is not suggesting anything special to do for sattvic karta. Whatever is your profession, whatever is your varnashram, whatever is your state of mind, according to that you do. But how to do? That he is saying. Mukta Sangha. There should be dhriti, fortitude, I have to do it. Utsaha, diligence should be there. It's not that, oh, I have, this is my duty, I can't carry. Somehow I am trying to do it. No, with full diligence, I have to do it. This will purify your mind. Then what is this Rajasik Karta? Sloka number 27.
Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Lubdho himsatmako shuchihi. Lubdho himsatmako shuchihi. Harsha shokanvito nito. Harsha shokanvita karta. Harsha shokanvita karta. Rajasah parikirtitah. Rajasah rajas parikirtitah ragi karma phala prepsuh lupto himsatmako shuchih harsha shokanvita karta rajas parikirtitah
rajas parikirtitah karta rajas parikirtitah that is rajasik karta who is that ragi who is attached सात्विक कर्तव्य मुक्त संग नॉट अटैच्ड रागी अटैच्ड राग अस्य अस्ति इति रागी वन हु हैज गॉट द अटैचमेंट इज रागी कर्म फल प्रेप्सु एक्सपेक्ट्स व्हाट विल बी द फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन कर्म फल प्रेप्सु इन द सात्विक इट वाज नॉट दैट कर्म फल प्रेप्सु आई वांट इट फॉर माय सेल्फ It's for my happiness. Karma phal prepsu. Lubdha. Lubdha means greedy. Lubdha means greedy. Shankaracharya says, Paradrabbesu sanjat trishna. Paradrabbe, I have got money. I have got enough wealth. But still I want others' wealth. In many families you will find brothers fighting. Why are you fighting? I know father has given me my share, 20%, five sons are there, five ten, but I want his shares also, other shares also. Greedy, labdha. And tirthadau cha swadrabya aparityagi, goes to the tirtha but never gives money. Dekho. People go to the temple, they don't give money after arati. Are, what is this? Who gave you the capacity to earn money? It's the Lord. It is because of the grace of the Lord you have got the capacity to work. If His grace is not there, you cannot lift your hand. You cannot think. You can't see. People go to the Tirtha, wahan paisa nahi deta hai. He has got the money. It's not that He doesn't have money. Such person is called Lubdha, greedy person. I am not saying. Who is saying? Shankaracharya is saying. Tirtha adau cha swadrabya aparityagi. Swadrabya, your own money. Aparityagi. Don't want to give. Such person. Such person, whenever they want to go outside for any enjoyment and all that, they will always think, hey, go somebody else, saath mein ho, then we can share, you know. They will find friend, are you going to this boat ride today? So they are giving discount, this and that, chalo, we will take a taxi, we will share. It's not that they can't pay, they can, but their tendency, rajasic mind, always think of economizing. In Calcutta, I don't know, I have never seen here. In Calcutta, in the morning walk in the lake area, sometimes the newspaper company, they bring lot of newspaper. And some people, they put their advertisement, they put something on there that they are giving free. And I tell you, even the crorepati stand in line to collect a newspaper of 1 rupee. It's not that they are not getting. They unke ghar mein bhi aata hai. They get the newspaper daily in their house. Free mil raha hai, it is getting free. Stand in the queue. The real thing I have seen. Hinsatmak, hisantak, par pida swabhava, ready to harm others for fulfilling own desire. Many times we do. To fulfill our own desire, shortcut. If somebody is harmed, chalo theek. We don't take care of that. Asuchi, bahya anta saucha varjita hai. Inside and outside, asuchi, he is not pure. You see, our body is most impure thing in this world. Do you know this? Our own body is most impure thing. यम प्राप्यति पवित्राणि वस्त्राणि आवरणानि च असुचितम क्षणात् यान्ति किम अन्यात् असुचितः। यू वेयर ए न्यू क्लॉथ, द क्लॉथ वाज क्लीन प्योर बिफोर वेयरिंग एंड आफ्टर दैट वेयरिंग यू ओपन इट आफ्टर वन सेकेंड, कैन यू सी दैट दिस इज प्योर नाउ? No, it has become second hand. That is why when we go to the mall, people try all types of clothes. We don't want to buy, we want to try to find out which one is absolutely new. Then we will break it, open it. Why? Asuchi. Not pure. So why that cloth has become impure? Because it has came into contact with something asuchi, impure thing. What is the impure thing? Your body. Can you show me anything in the world which is more impurer than your own body? No. These are all wise saying. Yam prapyati pavitrani vastrani. Vastrani, vastra, clothes. Clothes are pure. You have cleaned it, ironed it, then you have worn once. And you all know second hand cloth has got no value. Has got no value. You bring any designer thing, after wearing, you will have to take it to the goodwill. Either you donate it, but there is no buyer for your second-hand cloth. Similarly, the mind is also like that. The mind, whenever it comes into the contact with the object, emotions and thought of the world, it becomes impure. And when the mind is thinking about the Lord, it becomes pure. Harsa sokanvitaha, harsa sok, always going into the cycle of harsa. Harsa means joy, sok means sorrow. But the sattvic karta was, how was the sattvic karta? Siddha, siddhyo, nirvikare. But rajasik is harsa sokanvitaha. Swing in the heart, if you get a desired thing, joy will come. If you don't get the desired thing, sorrow will come. Undesired thing comes to you, again sorrow comes. Undesired thing doesn't come to you, joy नहीं आया मेरे पास में. Continuously up and down, it goes up and down. But sattvic karta, Siddha asiddhyo nirvikara, without any vikara, without going up and down. Now you can find out, where am I? Am I into this harsa, soka, going up and down in the samsara? Then you are rajasik. So what I have to do? I have to become sattvic karta. Sattvic karta quality? Siddhi, asiddhi, nirvikara, equal in all positions. What is tamasik karta?
Ayukta prakrita stabdha, ayukta prakrita stabdha, shatho naiskriti kolasaha, shatho naiskriti kolasaha, vishadi dirgha sutri cha, vishadi dirgha sutri cha, karta tamasa uchyate, karta तामस उच्यते अयुक्तः प्राकृतस्तब्धः षठो नैष्कृतिकोलसः विषादी दीर्घसूत्री च कर्ता तामस उच्यते।
कर्ता तामस उच्यते, दैट इज तामसिक कर्ता एंड ही इज फुल ऑफ डलनेस, डल। राजसिक इज पैशनेट एंड sattvic is noble person. How is that? Ayukta. Ayukta means asamahita. Asamahita means the mind is not peaceful, it's not steady, always chanchal, always fickle minded. Mind is not under the control of intellect. We have got the two instruments, mind and intellect, and the mind should always be under the control of the intellect. Such person, how is this nature? Chane pi rushta, chane pi tushta, rushta, tushta, chane chane. Rushta, getting angry, tushta, contented. Chane, in one moment. So rushta tushta chane chane avyavasthita cittanam prasadam pi bhayankar. Every moment is becoming happy or unhappy. And the classic example is about the Kansa. Seeing the Devaki, he was sometimes very happy. The moment he came to know he is going to give the birth, who will kill me? Rushta. Chane rushta, chane tushta, continuously going up and down. And how is their priti? Khalki priti yatha thir nahi, yatha damani damak rahu dhanmahi. Mind is fickle like lightning. It is not at all steady. Lightning is there hardly for few seconds. Similarly, the tamasic kartaj's mind like that only. Gurudev has written beautifully in his commentary, a tamasic man is uncultured inasmuch as he acts in the world spurred by the impulses and instincts of his own mind. The glory of a cultured man comes out of only when he brings the impulsive storms of his mind under the chastening control and intelligence guidance of his intellect. If your mind is under the control of intellect, you are cultured. If your mind is not controlled by your intellect, Gurudev says you are uncultured. He is Ayukta, who behaves with no control over his own animal impulses and low instincts. When such an individual acts in the world, he cannot but behave as a vulgar man. Ayukta. And then Prakrita, unrefined, not cultured, mind is not Sanskrita, Atyanta Asanskrita Buddhi Balasam. Prakriti is made by, like a balak, when a child is there, he doesn't know how to walk. The parents show him how to walk. That is the Sanskrit they get. But how is this Asanskrita? Like in our sanskars, we have got 16 sanskars. अभी तो पता ही नहीं है कितने संस्कार है. आई नो ओनली वन इज विवाह, अदर इज द डेथ, श्राद्ध. देर वर 16 संस्कार. स्तब्ध दंडवत न नमति. दंडवत मीन्स दंड मीन्स स्टिक. न नमति, इफ गुरु सेज और द टीचर सेज गो एंड प्रोस्ट टू द लॉर्ड, न नमति, दंडवत. स्तब्ध सठ मायावी शक्ति गुहनकारी, डिसेप्टिव, डिसिपुल, हाइड्स हिज पावर एंड शोज समथिंग एल्स. भीतर से और बाहर कुछ. इनसाइड ही इज थिंकिंग समथिंग एल्स एंड स्पीकिंग समथिंग एल्स. नैष्कृतिकी, मोर डेंजरस एंड मैलिशियस. परवृत्ति छेदन परा, इज रेडी टू टेक द लाइवलीहुड ऑफ अदर्स ऑल्सो. परवृत्ति, person is working, he is ready to harm in such a way that he will take his livelihood also. Alasaha, alasa means apravritti sila kartebhisu, difficult to get work done through him. Alasa, lazy. How is that? Suppose the children are playing school, but in the children also, some they don't want to go to school. Some of the children are playing, let us play school. This lazy child will say, today is Sunday, we are not going to play. Or, today school is closed because it has snow today, 10 inches, school is closed. It's only playing, but alas, no. Visadi sarvata vasanna bhava, always dejected. Smile is miles away. Visadi. Always rejected. I passed the exam. What to me? Pishadi.
dejected. You come with a happy news, my daughter is engaged, so what to me? Vishadi. Dirghasutri means he does not do it immediately, his kartavya karma is not postponing tomorrow, kal karenge, not like that. For months together he will say postpone. Not doing his duty. Dirghasutri takes long time. This is tamasik karta. We can take one example of sattvik karta. A nurse. Nurse has got no attachment to any patient. No raga and dvesh. She serves. When patient dies, she doesn't cry also. No raga and dvesh, no ego. That is her job, that's her, khatam. But doing her duty. Siddha, asiddha, sam. If somebody is cured and going happily home, okay. If somebody has died, siddhi, asiddhi, I am doing my duty. Anybody who attaches to anatma vastu will suffer. What is anatma vastu? The whole world is anatma. If you get attached to anatma vastu, you will suffer. Now after that will come our dhriti. Three types of dhriti will come. Now this buddhi is sarthi. Buddhi vedab dhita stepa gunastena.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha
Hari Om.